Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Good to have you with us. This could be a big day for what the president calls the worst trade agreement in American history. You know the one. In ways big and small, it's affected all our lives, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. After the New York Times and CNN, NAFTA has served as one of Mr. Trump's favorite punching bags. But American business has been punching back, arguing NAFTA's been good on balance for everyone. As the first round of renegotiations begins in Washington with counterparts from Canada and Mexico, question is, what's likely to change and does it really need to? Economics professor Tom Fullerton holds the chair of the study of trade in the Americas at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor Fullerton, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good morning, David.
You know, I've seen lots of competing numbers here. For example, I have heard that something like 14 million American jobs depend on trade with Canada and Mexico, so that there's that hanging in the balance. But I've also heard that something like 800,000 jobs were lost to Mexico between 97 and 2013. That was according to the Economic Policy Institute. Has NAFTA on balance, in fact, been good for America?
Yes. In addition to the jobs and business opportunities, it's important to point out that consumers have benefited directly from NAFTA because there are more varieties of products that are available to them. There are better quality products that are available to consumers in all three countries as a consequence of NAFTA, and prices are lower.
Well, all that sounds great, but if that's the case, why are we renegotiating? What's likely to change as a result of these negotiations?
The reason we're renegotiating, as he might not be the best reason to go forward with it, but the renegotiation itself makes a lot of sense because NAFTA went into effect on January 1st, 1994. And back then, e-commerce was barely starting.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things that have occurred since then. Mm-hmm. And one of the big ones actually occurred in Mexico, and that is opening up the energy section to private sector companies.
Yeah, Pemex used to be closed because it was a state-run oil company.
That's exactly right. And, of course, the heartland of U.S. Petroleum and natural gas expertise is in the state of Texas. So this is good for Texas, but it's also good for the United States as a whole.
As I understand it, Texans export something like $100 million worth of cotton and beef to Mexico every year, another, $100 million worth of beef to Canada every year. If you're a cotton farmer or you're a rancher, what are you hoping comes out of these negotiations?
Keeping those avenues, those trade avenues open to both Canada and Mexico are very important for beef, for cotton, corn, as well as sweeteners. There's a lot of sweeteners made and marketed out of Sugarland, and hopefully the North American Free Trade Agreement will intensify those opportunities and expand upon them.
This is being characterized as a renegotiation, but as I understand it, the president said that he's reserving the right to pull out of NAFTA altogether if these talks don't go his way. What's the worst-case scenario with these discussions? I guess that would be it, or no?
Yeah, that would be it. Let's see, if the United States withdraws from North American Free Trade Agreement, it is going to disrupt business patterns in all three countries. It will lower personal incomes. It will raise prices. It'll have inflationary impacts. It will probably lead to fairly large-scale recessions in Canada and Mexico, and will raise the specter of stagflation here in the United States. And stagflation, that's something we haven't worried about for four consecutive decades, but you know, NAFTA is that important. It could lead to a new round of stagflation. In other words, higher unemployment accompanied by higher inflation rates. So it probably wouldn't benefit the world economy as a whole.
Stagflation. Man, you just blew my mind. You took me back to the days of avocado-colored refrigerators and shag carpet there. That's
and polyester leisure suits.
Well, obviously, there's a lot at stake here, and Tom Fullerton is watching it. He's professor of economics and the chair of the study of trade in the Americas at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor Fullerton, thanks for your time.
David, thank you. Have a good day.